How is the other guy?
Start your day at the Terraway, Northwest London. Thursday, 18th of Cheshvan, 2nd of November, Rabbi Eddie Goldstein, Shlita. How many men does it take to make a minion? This week's Terraway has been sponsored by the Simchas HaNesuin of Yecheskel Weinberg and Lee Below. Chasna took place yesterday. He rotzen shivu nebayas nemom Yisrael l'shem v'lis hilo.
Good morning. So the topic I'd like to discuss today is a very interesting topic, very negeir. How many men does it take to make a minyan? And now there's three parts to the shir. The first part is some very negeir, let's say three shilas. One very, very negeir. When you have a minyan mitzumtzum, so you've got 10, 12, 15 people, the truth is it can be negeir even if you have 30 people, that when you want to say Kaddish, or you want to start Chazos HaShat, so you need to have all 10 having finished davening, having finished the Sanhedrin Shemin Esra. Or is it sufficient that you have less, as long as you have 10 people in the room, can you start Chazos HaShat, can you say Kaddish? That's the first Shaila. The second Shaila is, when is it considered that we have a minion? It's called you have a minion. Is it enough you have 10 people in the room, and then everyone can do what they like, one person saying Pesuk of Zimra, one person saying Shemin Esra, is that a minyan, or do you need to have 10 people davening together at the same time? And what's called at the same time? That's the second shaila. And the third shaila is, once you have a minyan, once we worked out what exactly a minyan is, how do I ensure that I'm davening with the minyan, and not just in the minyan? So Mishem, we'll get to those two shailas. So the first thing I'd like to discuss today is this first shaila. When is it that we're allowed to start Chazos HaShatz? Do you need to have all 9 people finishing plus the chazan? Or can you start Chazos HaShatz even earlier? Simi Kaddish, can you start without everyone, with people davening, people doing other things? So the sugya starts as like, there's Agos Maimonides. He says the following. He says, if you have a person, he brings in Hilchos Tefillah, you have one person who's just started to daven, and they want to say Kaddish. So you've got 10 people, one person started to daven, so now you're down to 8 people plus the chazan. Says Dagos Maimonides, you can do Kaddish. Even though you don't have 9 people listening, you have one person who started to daven and he can't respond anymore, you can say Kaddish. What's the reason? So I've got a riot from the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says the following. Yeshua ben Levi says, if you have 9 men, you have 9 men, and as we know, that for Dovish B'Kudusha, Dovish B'Kudusha includes Kriyas HaTorah, Kaddish, Kudusha, Chazos HaShatz, those things need 10. Where do you know you need 10 from? Because it says, Mikdashti B'Soik B'nei Yisrael, and we do Gizei Shava, it says Toich, by Hibodu M'Toich O'Eda, and then there's another Hekesh to Eda, to Adas by Eda by Miraglim, and we know there was talking about 10 there, minus Kovi Yeshua, so you need 10 for Dovish B'Kudusha, which again includes Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruchu, Brichas Kohanim, and Kriyas HaTorah. Those you need 10 for Dovish B'Kedusha. And also, we'll see in a moment, also for Zimun, if you want to say Elukain, you need 10. Says Yeshua ben Levi, if you have 9 Zechorim, 9 males, Gedolim, which are above the age of Yud Gimel, above the age of 13, you've only got 9, and you want to do Zimun, says Yeshua ben Levi, a big Chiddush, you can take a Tinuk Mutul Bariso, that's Lashon Gemara. You take a child that's in the cot, when he can't speak, doesn't know milimim v'orchim, and you can mitzarev him to the minyan. So you have 9 adults with a child, the baby. And so Yeshua ben Levi says you can do zimun. The ma'aser we don't pass on that is Yeshua ben Levi, but it says Agos Maimonides. You see from this that those that argue Yeshua ben Levi, why do they argue Yeshua ben Levi? They say you can't join together with a minyan someone who doesn't know the Mim of Orchim. He's not shaykh at all to Brocha, he's not shaykh at all to Kudusha, to Dovish Kudusha. But if you have someone who is yes shaykh to Dovish Kudusha, even though he can't respond, just like the child can't respond, the Cholkum would agree to Yeshua Malevi. So therefore, says that goes Maimonides, if you have someone who started the Daven and he can't respond to Kaddish, you would be allowed to say Kaddish, because in the same way that Yeshua Malevi included the cotton, we who argue Shulman Levi, we would pass in not like Rishon Levi. We would agree if you have someone who's with Bar Kedusha, as long as you have 10 people in the room who are Bar Kedusha, who are Shaykh to Kedusha, then you're allowed to say Dovah Shubha Kedusha. And therefore you can say Kaddish, even though one person has started to daven. That's like Ois Maimonides. Says the Beis Yosef, from there we learn another din. Just like you can join together someone who's started to daven who can't respond to Kaddish, similarly, you can join together someone who's yoshin, even someone who's sleeping. Because again, Yeshua Levi only argued, and so we only argue with Yeshua Levi that we can't join a child as part of the minion because he doesn't know Lemi Mevorchim. But if you have someone who does know, so therefore we've got someone who started daven, now God's Maimon has told us, you can join him. Says the Mari Berav, who's the Beis Yosef's Rebbe, that you can also join someone who's sleeping. And Simi brings the Beis Yosef the Mari. So it comes out, according to the Beis Yosef, which we see, passes Alocha, you got someone who started the daven by, he's talking about Simi Nun Hei. Got someone who started the daven, and therefore he can't respond to Dovish B'Kedusha, or whatever it be, Kaddish Baruch Hu, you can go ahead and say Kaddish, Kedusha, etc. And even on top of that, you can have someone who's sleeping. That's why the Beis Yosef passing. And see it in Siman Nun Hei. Kishecho mispalo levadoi. Someone's down by himself. Better to wait for him. Because the Beis Yosef explains, you should wait for him, really, in a chachila situation, because he should also be zoicha to be able to hear the Kaddish and answer. But if not, he can still be joined together. Even if he's in Yochel Anis in Mohem, Oishu Yoshin, if he's sleeping, Afilo Hochi, Mistarif in Mohem, even so, he still joins together with them. So we seem to see them here. Even if you have one person who can't respond, he's even sleeping, you can join together in a minion. Why? Because as long as you have 10 people who are Bar Kedusha, Shechin is Sharia, and therefore you can say Dovah Shubha Kedusha. Which Shechor means the same thing. If you want to start Chazal Shatz, as long as you have 10 people there, including the cousin, you can start Chazal Shatz, no problem. That's what Lechor comes out from here. What about more than one? So on that is a bit of discussion, Mr. Shem, we'll get to that in a moment. The Taz argues on this Mechaber. He says, you can't equate a Yoshin, someone who's sleeping, to a child. And he says like this. A Yoshin, first of all, he says, a person who's listening to Kaddish, sorry, a person who's davening, so we know the halacha is, you stop if you're listening to Kaddish, if you're davening, and Kaddish is going, you're meant to stop. And whilst the Chazan is saying Kaddish, and we say Shemeka Oine. He can stop. When you have a person who's sleeping, he can't stop. Because he's asleep, he doesn't know what's going on. And therefore, it's not shaykh to include him in the Dovah Shabudusha. And on top of that, he says an interesting thing. He says that the case of the cotton is better. Why is the case of cotton better? Because he's got a neshama, and he's shaykh to, could be shaykh to Kedusha, and someone who's davening shaykh Kedusha, he's got a neshama. But says the Taz, the Zohar says, that when a person is sleeping, his neshama is left, and he's time of the Misa, and therefore you can't join him together because he's Yoshin, so therefore he's not as good as someone awake. But the Maaseh, the Taz argues on Yoshin, if someone's sleeping, he says you can't include, and he says you can't bring a Raya, because the Beis Yosef seemed to bring a Raya, said, the Maaseh, we see the Oilem Noeg, that we people are schmoozing during Chazal Tashatz, or during Dovah Shubha Kedusha, and we still include them. And says the Taz very sharp words, he says, how on earth can you bring a Raya from Shoitim? How can you bring a Raya from people schmoozing and machin a bezoyin in the Dovah Shubha Kedusha, about you can't bring a raya from there. So the Maaseh, the Taz argues on Yoshin, and that's a bit of tumult whether or not we hold you can join together someone who's sleeping.
Wake him up.
Yes, very good. Yeah. So they say the Maaseh lechachila, the Malach lemaaseh lechachila, you should wake him up. But in the case you can't wake him up, since the machlokes will not, you can use them. But if you got someone who's just started to daven, that the Taz doesn't argue on. So it seems to come out from Shulchan Aruch. If you've got someone davening again, you can be mistar of them. The problem is the big kasha. Because when you go to Kuv Chof Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch brings a Taz. Not a Taz, sorry, a Rosh. And the Rosh says the following. When the Shliach Sibbel says the Tfilah, Hakoho Yesh Ram Nishtoik, you need to be quiet. When the Shat starts the Chazal Shatz. If you have nine which are not listening, if you don't have nine people listening and saying Amen to every Baruch Hashatz, Therefore, every person should make it as though that he's one of those nine people, which otherwise would be Rochel Batona. So here, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chof Dalet says that when you come to Chazas Hashat, so you need nine people listening and responding. And if you don't, it's a Rochel Batona. So how can you tell me on Nun Hey that if someone started davening, you can say Dovashim Kudusha? It's a big steer over here. You're telling me on one hand that you can start davening even though one person is still davening, and here says Korbiyu is Brachel Vatol. So there's different mahalchim. I'll just explain two. One very easy mahalch. Morgan Avram says that though the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rosh, which says if you don't have 10 people listening, it's a Brachel Vatol. Yeah. If you notice, there are 9 people. Yes. If there are 9 people listening, it's a Brachel Vatol. First of all, as the Jewish points out, it says Korov Liyos Brachos of Vatola. Means it's a very not good thing to have nine people listening, but it's not actually Brachos of Vatola. That's where the Jewish goes. Morgan Avram says, the Maestro, we don't paskin. We don't go that way. The Minig is not like the Rosh, even though Shukhar brings it. Minig is not like the Rosh in Kuf Chof Dalet. And therefore we go like on Nun Hei, where Nun Hei says, even if I have one person davening, you can still go ahead and say Chazor Tashat. That's one mahalach. So according to that, the Maisa, you want to start Chazos Hashat, there will be no problem because Minig is not to go with this on Kuf Chof Dalet. Even if you have 9 people who can't respond, you got, as it says in Nun Hei, even though one person is davening. However, others argue on this, and they say different pshat, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch Rav. They say like this, Nun Hei, what are we talking about on Nun Hei? Nun Hei, we're talking about Kaddish. And we're talking about, that's what Nun Hei is all about. Some Nun Hei, it's all about Kaddish. Kuf Chof Dalet is about Chazos Hashatz. When it comes to Kaddish, so even if you have one person davening, that's not a problem. Why? Because we Dovashim Kedusha just requires that you have 10 people in the room, and that's okay, you can go ahead and say Kaddish, even though you can't respond. When it comes to Kuf Chof Dalet, that's Chazos Hashatz. Now Chazos Hashatz, you can't just start with that. Chazos Hashatz is Metakin, that you have 9 people listening to the Brochus, and otherwise it would be Brochla Vatola. And therefore, Kuf Chof Dalet, which is talking about Chazor Hashatz, that's when you need everyone to be paying attention, everyone to be listening. According to that, it comes out of Chumrah, that if you want to say Kaddish, Kedusha, and those other things, then it's okay, one person's still doubling. But when it comes to Chazor Hashatz, you couldn't start without 9 people.
Could you not say that the Mispalel is Shemei Ka'ina? He's your 9th.
Yeah, but the problem is you can't say Shemei Ka'ina when he's doubling.
Right, he's, no, but he has to stop and listen.
Yeah, but you only stop for Kedusha, doesn't stop for the other brachas. Right? If you stop, then he wouldn't be davening anymore, really. But yeah. If he stopped, but he wants to be davening. And he's only mechuv to stop for Kedusha. So therefore, we'll come out a big chumra over there. So, again, just the chazza, we got a steer between Nun Hei and Kuf Chof Dalet. And one place it seems to say that it suffices to have one person who's still davening, and as long as you have 10 people in the room. Kuf Chof Dalet says, no, you need to have 9 people listening and answering Amen. On that, we had 2 mahalchim. Either we take a go with Kaddish, that's fine. We either go that we learn halacha like Kuf Chof Dalet, and as long as you have 9 people, 9 other people in the room, it's okay, even if you're still davening. And that's one mahalach. And then you've got Shulchan Aruch Rav, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who says, when it comes to Kaddish, that you can have one person davening. When it comes to Chazos Hashatz, you can't. Therefore, there's enough gemin. Mariv, everyone would agree, no problem to start Kaddish. No problem to start Kaddish, even though you've got the person still davening. Now,
six, or is it something about
good. So now let's get to 6. So now, the Maisa, all we saw was, what was the right that you can have one person still davening? That's Rishur Ben Levi. Rishur Ben Levi's talking, we said, Rishur Ben Levi said you can have one child in a cot and join them. We said we only argue on him because it's not about Kaddisha. But if we have a Bar Kaddisha, you could have. So that's Rishur Ben Levi. He's talking about one person. So some say, now some Achron want to say, that all you see, the Chiddush, Enocho, Dova, Ela, Mekadusha, you can only go what we see. Shur Ben Levi was makel by one child, the Mustarif. We are Cholek, we need Bakadusha, you can only have one. However, others, Cholek, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Eli Rabba, and Orcha Shulchan, they say even 3 or 4. As long as you have Roiv HaMinyan, Roiv of people meant to be listening, you have 5 out of 9, then that would be okay. So you've got 5 plus the Chazan, then that would be okay. So even you've got 3 or 4. Which the Mishnah brings, and he says, but there is a sad to be mekel when you have 3 or 4. So what comes out of the Maisa? So And the day it's machlokes. First of all, whether or not you can apply this din of nun hei. When you have someone still davening, it's a machlokes, whether or not you can apply it to chazal shabbat. And if you can extend it more than just one. So obviously every rov will decide in their shul what they decide. There's always going to be different keshbonos. In Marshall, sometimes you have minimum sumsum, so you might have 10 people. So everyone's waiting. So you might want to wait, because you're worried about the rosh. The sad sheni, got a different problem. The person who's trying to daven, and it's a big shteh if you know everyone's waiting for you. So you end up ruining his tefillah. So obviously every time, techa despura, all different keshbonos, which every rov obviously will decide for their minion, what they want to do, if they want to be soymich, that you can have one person davening, if they want to say you need to have all nine listening, or even six. Every place will be different, every situation could be different.
Where's the six coming from?
Where's the six? Because Rov. Rov. Where's six come from, Rov? Second discussion. We said in second Shaila. So, until now we've been discussing, when you're allowed to say Dovah Shabakadosha, and we saw as Machlokes, it could be even someone's davening, could be even if you've got six, only six people davening, that's sufficient. When is it considered you have a tefillah b'sibul? When is it considered that we know the Gemara in Bracha says that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois b'tefillosin shel Rabbim brings a posuk and it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah Rabbim. When is it called you actually have a minion? Is it sufficient you just have 10 people in the room? Do you need to have 6 people davening? Is it okay if you just have 4 other people which are joining together? I think it's quite a very common thing. You have, let's say, someone who's a chiv, or they're scraping a minion, so they bring people out from outside. They've already davened, and you want to join them. Now, do you really have... Now, you can say Dovish B'Kedusha, that's for sure. But do you really have a minion? Did you daven B'Sibul? Did you have a Tfilis Hasibul? Or are you just able to say a Dovish B'Kedusha? Now, it will have its minus, but maybe it's not as good.
You can then answering Omen.
Answering Omen, yeah, but you only got 6 people davening.
Yeah, but the Omen makes it...
Has the Omen help you for...
But
how does it help Shimon Esra? What? The omens of
people before.
Yeah, so you got 6 people. Yeah, let's say you got 6 people davened. And very, very common that happens.
Before, can they just join the minion to make up?
Yeah, so they can be very, very rugged. People bring people from the street, bring them to the street. And I've already davened. And you say, no, okay, but you just join and sit.
Just stand here.
Right? Yeah. It's very, very common. Now, so you can say Dovah Shabakusha, but is that called you davened in the minion? Did you have the mindless of davening a minion? So. Not the best.
Okay.
Let's see how Mr. Bloom goes. Like Mr. Bloom says, it's not the best. Says Mr. Bloom. Iker tefillas hasibul tefillas shemun eser. Dahani shispalu asora noshim shem gedolim biyachad. They have 10 people davening shemun eser together. Like Mr. Bloom said. Not like people think you just need 10 people there and you got minion. So he brings the Chai Odom, the mice, you need to have 10 people davening. So when you have a situation that is desperate to say Kaddish for every reason, and or you don't want to schlep out somewhere else for a minion, the truth is, according to Mishabur, you don't actually have the biggest mile. You might have a mile. First, you've got a mile of Dovah Shabakadosha, and you might have a high level of Tefillah Yochid, but you don't have the Spitz mile of Tefillah B'Sibul, because you don't have 10 people davening together. And that's also how Moshe explains like this. He says, where is it shy to say Rubu Kukuloi? It doesn't make sense to say Rubu Kukuloi when you need a Shir. You need a Shir. What's a Sibul? A Sibul is you have 10 people davening. You can't say Rubu Kukuloi, it's a Shir. I need 10, just like you can't say on Rov HaKois. I need a revis. It's fine to get a rov hakoyis. You need to put the whole revis in the cup. You can't say rov hakoyis. The Torah is matzrich that shir. So therefore, you need 10. You can't say rov hakoyis on that. That's how also. So that's how Ramotra goes. Ochas Rabbeinu brings chaznish. They hold, in order to have a minion, you need to have 10 people davening together. Now, just to add, there is the Maisa A. Others explain, the Rambam, I forgot to bring it here, that the Rambam has some of Madak and the Rambam, that you can have a tefillah b'sibul even with just 6. Even with just 6 who are davening currently and 4 not davening. But rather you need to have 6 people davening. Yeah, 6 people davening and 4 other people. It's not just good for Dosh B'Kedusha, but even to have the milas of tefillah, those want to learn the Rambam that way. Others, Choylik, Ramosha's Choylik, and others. So the milas again, we come, there's 2 shitters. I think maybe the Ikaloch is really like Mishabura. I've got Rav Moshe and Chazanish, who hold you need to have 10 people davening at the same time. Again, Even though we said earlier that you can start Chazal Shatz with less than 9 people listening, that's to be matter to allow you to Tovash B'Kedusha. But if you want to have the Milo, the Schwitz Milo, Tefillah B'Sibur, that you only have if you have 10 people davening together. If you don't have 10 people davening together, and what does together mean? It means together, starting together. It doesn't help. One guy's in Pesukah Zimra, one person's in, you know, in Kelukenu. You need 10 people starting the Shemin Esther together in order to be called Tefillah B'Sibur. Again, you can say Tovash B'Kedusha, but to be called Tefillah B'Sibur, it won't be. Now, third Shaila. So we clarify now, when you say Tzatz Chazal Shatz, when you say Kedusha, we said as long as you have 10 people in the room, you have 6 people, that's the bottom of the halacha, in the lowest shitta is, as long as you have 6, Zichah V'Kaddish, as long as you have 6, or maybe 9, then you can say Kaddish, even though people are still davening. When is it called you have a minion, actual minion? So there's 2 shittas, the Mishmur holds that you need to have 10 people davening. Now, third shot is like this, I've got 10 people in the room, and I came late, my Brichas Kriyas Shema took a bit longer. And they've already started Shemoneh Esra. Is it considered now when I start my Shemoneh Esra, they started, let's say, a minute ago, and now I start my Shemoneh Esra, is it considered that I davened B'tzibur? Is it considered that I had the Maila, I davened with the Minyan or not? Or is it only considered with the Minyan if you start at the beginning? So, the Mishnah Berurah brings here, the Prima Godin. Prima Godin says the following. Quote again, just because we're now standing on a different point. Needs to be done together. Now, what does together mean? Now, to see what biyachad means, we have to go somewhere else. And Simon Samech Vav says the following. You have a discussion. After Goa Yisrael, you're allowed to say Omein or not. So, Mechaba says, you can't. Why can't you say Omein after So Yisrael? Because the Hefzik. The Ramah holds. What does the Ramah hold? The Ramah holds you can. Because it's just the seam of the bracha. So it's not a hefzik. We don't want to be mafzik between geula and tefillah. So Ramah holds you can. Because it's just a seam of the old brachas. Therefore it's not a problem. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh medaktikin. But what you should do, what we do lemaisa, you try and finish with the chazan to get yourself out of the shaila. Because if you finish with the chazan, you anyway can't say amen. Because you can't say amen to your own bracha. So, and therefore, you won't have a problem with that.
The chazan says
quiet. What? Oh, you say it quietly, yeah, he doesn't bring that, you say it quiet.
Which is possibly not correct, is it?
What? To say it quietly.
To say the whole
block, no, they say it quietly. No. Everyone says
they don't say it not quietly.
They don't say it really?
No.
What, they didn't say it really?
What?
Oh, they mean say it quietly to themselves, though, maybe.
No, they just say it out loudly, so they'll say it properly.
Fine. So now, I'm bringing over here. So, Yesh Medaktim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Now those who want to do it, they've got a new kunz. How am I going to get out of the shaila? So they wait at Shul Chadasha. Or they wait just before you say so. At that point, there's no problem of being mafsik. He says the maestro is, but they think there's no problem being mafsik. And I'll wait at Shul Chadasha, and I'll say Omein, and then I'll start my Shemoneh Esra after he's finished Gai, so I'll say Omein, and then I'll do Shul Chadasha. Says the Mishpur, that's not correct. Why? Because that means you didn't start the Shavah. Which means that small time, how long does Shul Chadasha take? 10 seconds, 15, 30, 20. Those 20 seconds, according to Mishnah Berurah, is not considered b'shava. That's not called considered you started together minyan, and that's not considered you daven with a minyan, according to Mishnah Berurah. And he also says on Kufteh.
Some of these slower, not finished the Kriyas Shema itself, and he didn't manage to daven together, he's not the minyan.
No? So, let's see the Lashon Kufteh. So, there in Kufteh, we're talking about if someone came to minyan late, and you found the sibba already starting to daven. So it says, Shulchan Aruch, you have to see, will I be able to finish my Shemoneh Esra before Kedusha starts? Then there's an interesting Be'aloch. It says, according to this, I'm a Sukkah. If you have someone who goes down to Shemoneh Esra and it takes a long time, is he allowed to start Shemoneh Esra? If he knows, my Shemoneh Esra always goes beyond Kedusha, am I allowed to start? Because you're going to miss out Kedusha, and we're saying Kedusha is more important to Philip Sibba. Says the Be'aloch like this. Could be you can't bring a raya from this halacha. Again, you've motza sibba mispalalin, you found a sibba mispalalin. We say you're not allowed to start if you can't get to Kedusha. So maybe you say, how can you start to begin with? Says the Mishmur, there's not a raya from there. Because when you start with a sibba, that's called tefillah b'sibur gemura. If you start shav b'shava, that's called tefillah b'sibur gemura. If you find this, you come to shul late, or you start late, so therefore, that's not called tefillah b'sibur gemura. Now you have to wait. If you can get Kedusha, then you can start. If you can't get Kedusha, you can't start. But if you started together, that's called Tefillah B'Sibur Gemura, and therefore you'd be able to, B'chora, he's saying, you'd be able to start with that. So again, in this Mishnah, you see again this idea that you have to start Shavu B'Shavu, you have to start Mamash at the same time, in the time Shul Chadosha, you have to start at that same time to get Tefillah B'Sibur Gemura. Is it that you're as bad, you're as good as a Yochid? That Lamais is probably not true, because you still have Epis and Maila. It's not called Gemura, Now,
saying Shavu starts from Shul Chadosha?
No, it's the Shavu means you start Hashem.
So what point is it? Everyone's together.
At the beginning, Mamash at the beginning. Hashem is Vosai Tizoch. Yeah. Saying, but if you wait at Shul Chadosha, then you end up losing it.
So if you're in the middle of davening, should you stop your davening? Then
right, so you can't stop. You can't stop. So let's say you have a case. So you're saying, yeah, it's a cheshbon. Now, should you start Berachos Kriyas Shema? If you know you take a bit longer, maybe you should start Berachos Kriyas Shema before Baruch Hu, so you have more time. You have to rush a bit. But let's just bring there is Moshe and Rishon Zohar Orbach, and they say B'Shem Chazon Ish, that Moshe and Rishon Zohar Orbach have got time. You said, what's the Ma'ar Shavu B'Shavu? When you start together, there's no way you finish it together. Even the middle is not going to be together. Pasha is not the Roif. You might start together, but there's very different finishing time. One person could do Mashav Arach, and another person is in Lamashinim, and a person is where you finished. So what's the Ma'ar? What punk do you start? You have to start punk at the beginning together. What's Peshah in that? So they say, lo, again, the Maisa, obviously you've got the Prima Godin, Mr. Bro, that the Shvitz, Tefillah Sibur Gemura, but he says, Avada, you should, Ramosha Betzim holds, that is called Tefillah Sibur Gemura. So even if you want to be Machmir, definitely there's a Maila in starting whilst the Sibur is still davening. And that shows what Obach says, as long as one person is still davening, Shema Esra, then you can chaparayin, you can still, and that's can still considered to be to Tefillah B'Sibur.
What not
that wouldn't be expense. Good, it wouldn't be expense. But Hitaka says though it would be good to skip out Pesukah D'Zimra. You might thought maybe if you're going to you can't start a Shabbos show, maybe you can't skip Pesukah D'Zimra. But then he says you can skip Pesukah D'Zimra for that.
What?
Yeah, so no. So first of all, Ramosha and Rishon Zohar Orbach are saying Avad Alech Achila. You should try and become Prima Godin and Mishabura. But the Maisa, they're saying that Moshe Betzim holds himself that that's still called Tefillah B'Sibur as long as people are still davening. And even if you want to say that it's not the Shpitz, Avada, it's better than the Tefillah B'Sibur as a Yochid, and therefore Avada, you should start whilst the Kahala are still davening. Okay, so we discussed three things. Again, the first thing we discussed was when can you start Chatzot Shatz, and we saw that some hold even from six, some hold you need to have nine listening. Second discussion was when is it considered there's a minion? That is called the Mishabura when you have 10 people davening together. There are those that hold as long as you have 6 who are davening. And the third was when is it considered you davened with the minion? That's only considered if you start Shavu B'Shavu according to Mishabura. But Moshe says, and Shazar Obach says, Lamaisa, you should try and start even what they're still davening because that you would still have the Maila. And that Lamaisa, the Mishabura would agree to. The Chora, that's just maybe not called Tefillah B'Sibur Gemura. I just want to finish off with a very nice vote from this week's Sedrach from Shimshon Pinkus. Very, very kizai to listen to it. Says in this week's Sedra, he says like this. We have a person, in Shorim B'Tefillah he writes, you have a person sometimes that Rachman and Son, they done for a chole and their family, and they weren't answered. There was a sorrow and you weren't answered. And it seems, people think, I wasted all that says Tefillah we did, that those Tefillahs, all those Tehillim I did, was a bit of a waste. And if he doesn't feel much waste, he feels, well, what was the point of it? He says, Shimshon Pinkus, that is absolute piggle. It's completely wrong. It's a toast to think that. And he says the following. First of all, there's a maila for the etzim tefillahs. Tefillahs are one tefillah kodesh baruch and merutzos. Second of all, every tefillah has a kabbalah and shemayim. Though maybe you didn't get what you wanted, but then there's kabbalah and shemayim. It says, kashay yoy dageshem ha-shelek me-shemayim. The pasuk says, we lay in the Tanah Sibur, that shelek comes down, the shom le-yoshu doesn't go back up. So tefillahs, the mois that go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemaim, they don't come back down. Meaning they're matzmiach, just like the rain is matzmiach down. Also, when they go up to Shemaim, they stay up there in Shemaim. Brings the marshal. Oh, we're starting this. There's a kashya this week's Sedra. It says, Hashem, Omah, Machas, Ani, Ma'avar, Mashah, Ani, Oiseh. Hashem is about to destroy Sodom. And Hashem says, how can I cover up from Avram what I'm about to do? For Avraham, Hoyo, Yeh, Lugoy, Godo, V'Otzum. Avram's going to have a huge nation. So Hashem is saying, I can't not tell Avram about Sodom. Why? Because yeah, they're going godol. Just tell her what's Shaychus. Now, Rashi, you know, I answer the Kasha. But Rashi's Pink has got different terrors. He says, Alpia Moshe from the Dubna Market. Two people go into a tailor. One older gentleman, one a younger. The old one takes hours working out everything, make sure everything fits perfect, everything's perfect, right colour, right length. The younger one, quick. He takes all the things. Anything doesn't make a difference what size. The older man asks the younger man, why are you taking so quickly? I'm taking such a long time, how are you doing so quickly? Says the young man to the older man, I'm younger, I have lots of children. If it doesn't fit this child, it fits the next child. If it doesn't fit that child, it fits the next child. Says Rishim Shem Pinkas Azoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Avada, he wasn't going to recover the tefillahs of Sodom. But he knew that there's this opportunity to recover tefillahs. So we don't have such a mind with tefillah. The Pesukim go through how Avram was davening for the Sibur, for Sodom. Hashem knew he wasn't going to answer. But Hashem says, Yel Goy Godo. Klai Yisrael, Avram Avinu is going to have a Klai Yisrael, which is going to be a huge nation, and they're going to need tefillahs. So Hashem, how can I miss this opportunity to offer Avram Avinu an opportunity to store up in the storehouse of tefillahs, the demois? There's tefillahs, how can I miss that opportunity? Just like the father said, if it doesn't fit this one, it'll fit that one. So every tefillah is niskabo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the opportunity to Avram that it should be stored up there. So it says Rishon Shem Pinkas that we should only know, first of all, there's always a to'elus to the tefillahs of Avada, even though we don't see it, maybe it didn't get exactly wanted, but there's to'elus for the choyla and for the family. But on top of that, if Chas Shem Rachamon Atzom, we didn't know about someone was ill, the person's family, he didn't know about it. If he knew, he would shout and screamed, and damn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those demois, which are stored up, and brings the Apostle Tehillim says, every dim of the dimo is collected and counted and gnuza eitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shmo le'eitz HaSorech. And therefore we should always understand, he said, we must know this, that our tefillahs are so important. And we should make sure we put everything in our tefillahs, because even though maybe it won't be in the skabel, but we should chat that we're going to need these tefillahs. And these tefillahs are avada in skabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, all our tefillahs will be answered, and all our tefillahs should be skabel.
Amen. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this.